Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, wonderful. Sample. Same good tune. Change. Right, change. Well, I thank you for tuning into the program. Author of the book Bamboozled, Beseeched by Lies, my neighbor sinner. I have a story to tell right now, a brief story, and that is pertaining to the corruption of the civilized world. I live a confined life of thought, and the common things that I think about. And it's quite a few years. And I remember the pattern of my thoughts began in my memory when I was young, you know, from like growing up 7 years of age, go to primary school and right through till I become adult. And since my focus remain on the church, on my association with the whole perception of what it entails, means a lot to me because it was my experience. Can't give it to anybody else. what bothers me now is, what bothers me are the lies in the Bible about creation. You know, if you live close to somebody who don't have any sense, and it's your neighbor, neighbor who you really don't have any conflict with, however, you are affected by the state of mind of the neighbor. You know, at some point, you don't reflect, or it doesn't bother you that this neighbor is not in their right mind, because you get so accustomed to the way they think and the way they do things until you begin to forget that they are crazy. Well, it is a similar, I think it has some similarity with when you become adjusted to certain things that are not positive. But being you're around it so long, you don't have that resentment or annoyance about it, what goes on, what you see and stuff like that. And it doesn't mean anything to you. Well, it's something like that. I'm thinking about the Bible that I believed from childhood to I turn adult, and I was not aware that this kind of a change of experience was waiting around. I did not imagine that I could come to experience change in what I think about church and God. I couldn't see that. And it happened when I wasn't dealing with anybody. Like, talking to anybody about that came obvious to me, like I see with other people, that something ain't right. But the degree to which we all think it not right is different. So my realization of it is not based upon a chatter that I discover while I was participating in a conversation. Just that, based upon everything that I have been exposed to, it's coming into my awareness that something is wrong. At least I know for sure that the world is not peaceful. There's a lot of violence and people disharmony, confusion galore, right? So it was a dissatisfaction in my mind based on everything I knew that something is wrong. I would never, or I have not imagined that such a bad corruption exists. And I am being stunned to see the acceptance of, like, sodomy. When I was back in Jamaica and growing up, Rastafarian was that concept or belief was taking root. But it wasn't popular. But few people who have certain thinking, and more so like the Rastafarian, wherever that belief came from, it began to germinate. And it was not something accepted into the church. In my time, no. So since it was not taught or accepted in church, I was not drawn to that. And what I want to emphasize is the point that I never thought that Rastafarian way of thinking, I never thought that it would have taken on a positive impression. I didn't see what I consider to be the normal acceptance of ideas in the culture. I did not see Rastafarian belief find a place. I didn't think so. I thought the church was too dominant for that. So without me thinking that I have any other space to fill up in my church, in my church position, I didn't see any space out there. So I thought that the church was the highest integrity. All right? I grew up with that. I don't know anything else. All right. When I came to be like about age 23 or so, my mind was, as it were, like a tormented, because what I'm thinking, you know, I think as positive as I can be, a nice person, never prone to get into trouble or anything like that. And the process of issues in my mind, I begin to find stumbling blocks in, you know, resolving some of the issues that I thought about, because I thought about the prior civilizations before our time, or what they call issues of before Christ. Living in this Christian environment, let's say, and back in Jamaica, we are that little island. Did not have any thriving issues pertaining to spirituality that I can account for as a rival to the church. No. I don't see anything rival the church back in my time growing up into adult. There is rivalry today that I recognize against the church, because I am a part of that rivalry. I don't know if it's a rivalry here, but objection to the church. I was not a likely person to have objection to the church. No, because I was completely dedicated to church. Thus, point that focus on what is acceptable and what is identified as knowledge, good knowledge, and see no space to entertain anything else. It's funny, but what you don't know, right? And I'm looking at how I thought about what kind of world exists before ours. And since the church doesn't do anything along that line to make us grow up with the transition from BC to AD, church don't give us nothing beside use the Bible to wipe out whatever happened before. Devalue anything that happened before. Use the Bible to do it. Now, I am bewildered to see and understand how this all happened. That here we are today, don't value what happened in the origin and the tradition of the past. Was there a government and what kind of people they were in terms of what we call Christianity today? And we know about polytheism, paganism, from back in the past. All I see in history, in the past, before Christ, is polytheism. There was no church. It was a way of life. And there is the tendency, based on the way we are raised up in this AD and Adamani era, we think that polytheism was like a church, because we don't make the connection of how polytheism come about. And whenever we get the whole thing clarified and understood, we find out that it is the gods that came to earth and lived on earth with a good mass of their people. And that they are responsible for the civilized world today. Every single thing that is moving, it did not move before. Till the God came and started up the human race. Right? So, all the agricultural produce, water and stuff like that, it was not here in the context we have it here today, because we get seasonal rain. There was no seasonal rain like we know today. And it is even written in the Bible that how God say, you know, let the moist go up and water the ground. It's all talking about the gods. These white people use the Bible and put their sodomite God, spirit God in there, you know, that will never do anything. And what they do is take a spirit God and give and relegate all of the blessing on earth to a spirit God. Now, you think of, a people who evolve and don't have civilized spiritual mind, and they're going to like try to fit everything into what they think they want people to believe. So therefore, the white people with this concept, they don't use any precedence, historical basis for their concept. They just make up what they want. You see, and just as how they don't see nothing wrong with fucking an ass, they don't see nothing wrong in making up their laws and all this kind of stuff. And this is one of the problems with the concept that white people bring to black people and let them forget their own history, their own indigenous vernacular that make understanding of this civilized frequency that we know called civilization. White people don't know nothing about that. All right, so what do they do? Write a Bible. But how did they come to write a Bible when they are mute 2 million years in Europe living on this tipi? Right. How they come to have wealth, army, and become the power? Something here is happening. Something is happening on planet Earth, and something is playing out in the human existence. Something is playing out. Because there's just no way things can change like this. And who have no such intelligence, no civilization, come to have sense of civility. The only real thing that is a problem for them is that they come from an origin that fucking ass is one nice pleasure. And that, in civilized knowledge, means that uncivilized thinking, it is not the nature, the hormones that civilized people have. That's not what the white people have. Civilized people, it is not possible to philosophize a person on us. It's just not possible. Because it's the only possibility for the lower animals don't even do that. Right? And anybody can go argue about animals. Animals are animals. But, Lord, even if somebody wants to see animals, two male, a jump upon each other and stuff like that, I've never seen that any way that I remember that animals are homosexual too. I've never seen that. I've never seen that. And because jokingly, animals seem to like get off their brain sometimes. You know, like I see a cow once want to jump up on a motorcycle. Like he was having a breakdown, a hormonal breakdown on want sex. Yes, jumping on a motorcycle, that park. I don't want to have sex. Thank you for your patience. Yes, I am saying that this is a very critical situation. Whereas the white people, something happened over 12,000 years ago. Something happened because they could not identify, they didn't have civilized accounting of anything. They didn't. They didn't have clothing. And like I said, everything on earth came with the gods from the heavens that they brought domesticated things that they had and bring it to earth. They brought these things to earth. It wasn't here before. And the history, the Sumerian history, which is the only civilization on earth, the first human civilization established. And who established it? The gods. They live in South Africa, a place the scientist group led by Michael Challenger, you know, we have the link that tells us. And the Bible people, they don't want that link to go all over the world for people to get the education fired in civilization. What brings civilization to earth? They are not, the white people are not hybrid. In the context, the black people are hybrid. They are not that. And when they, over the past 12,000 years, that they realize and learn something about civility, learn language and stuff like that, they never had. But they go through, coming from Homo erectus, being offspring, and interbreed up with the Neanderthals. That created something unique. When their blood mingle with these Homo erectus, something went wrong. Because these white people produce offspring that is a go between Neanderthals and Homo erectus. You understand that? Remember, 2 million years is a yawning long time. When no human-like creatures never make no mark on earth. So they were the Homo erectus really make news in our time. Right? Yes. And the offspring, of course, could only make stone tools. They don't know nothing else. You see? So all the domesticated and all the things we have here today was never here until the gods come. History is there to show you that. That nothing was here before that. Kinning just happened. Civility just happened 450 years when the gods came here and go into South Africa. And South Africa, you can go into the Abzu back there, right? And see the place where the researcher go there just 2012. A bunch of these scientists. But I don't get an impression that they are Christians. I don't get an impression that they are Christians at all. Because Christians have a conspiracy to destroy civilization, you know? That's a fact.
So
what I say I am thinking about is it's the glaring lie that these white people write in the Bible. Because they are and have a glutton to supersede the existence of the African ethnic people. They, as a tiny fragment of humanity, sodomite, they feel like they should rule. But they had 2 million years to do it. And they are not seen to do any of that till after 300,000 years ago. After that to now, you see them doing stuff. How did it happen? If you don't, it's more important for you to believe what you don't know, with a spirit God in the Bible, and Adam and Eve sin and stuff like that. You need the basis for that. And history is the only thing that can tell us that. All right? What we have in history is telling complete narrative, a story of the way the whole thing began. The earth was without form and void and all that kind of stuff. All right? They write that in the Bible. Why these white people write that in the Bible? I know black people write that. They are writing it because they are trying to make up a world that they rule. They don't understand it doesn't work that way. But they feel like this little knowledge that they get, they can now run off like a cobbler will run off and, you know, decide going to challenge the person who taught them to sow. Listen, this is what bugs me. This is what bugs me. And when I pose the question, reasonable people to answer them. Don't go like you don't understand nothing and then you go to church. You're not fit to go to no church. You're fit to get the knowledge of history to know where the vein of civilization is coming from. And what you should do, what you are to do, pertaining to what you have come to know of a history. Knowing history is the key to a civilized person. The white people don't want to know nothing. I wonder if they want, you know what? These white people, they don't want to talk about 12,000 years that you are reading about in the world history textbook. They don't want to know that because If they begin to identify that those things are important, they will have to go back and confine themselves where they come from. They cannot do anything into the outer world. Why do we allow them to get away with the lies that they tell to be in the position that they're in? The lie about everything that pertains to their existence. They lie. And play God that make promises to people. And say they make, you know, the Bible God make the world. Thing that we see in the world. They come and say that. But there was a time when they were not saying anything at all. They couldn't talk. They didn't have language. But now, since civility come on earth, and they get some,
right?
They get some.
What happened? They write in the Bible, you know what? It is sick. And it's not because they can't read and write good, but their mission
is not governed by what is truth, universal truth. White people, they cannot afford to do that because they're not coming from a civilized birth. You see, and the best that they found to do it themselves is to intermingle with the Neanderthals, give them the ability to intermingle with the hybrid people. And that blood give them knowledge so that today they can make the kind of trouble going on in the world today. And they don't want to get rid of the turmoil in the world because that's what keeps them in place. They have a place to work and cause things to go on in the world, but confusing and just uncivilized. So, I want to come back to point I was making. Things are gone to such a level of decay the psychological soundness has gone at an alarming rate, affecting the African people to the point where they don't care about what I'm saying. They don't care what I'm saying because the Bible has given them many ways to reason some and give them the sense of acceptance of even what they cannot. Adam and Eve in a garden in a way that a reasonable person could accept it. There is just no reasonable way to accept Adam and Eve. When you take all the historical certified information together, you just cannot accept the Bible creation story. And it is very, very belittling to take somebody to accept the Bible as a textbook. Because it doesn't have an academic endorsement. I mean, how can a person be in their right mind to accept the Bible at, you know, in total, the Bible is about a world that don't exist. You see. However, it is being forged. Find energy inside of themselves to accept it and don't have anything else, even though they cannot explain it. They don't really matter about that. They just feel like, you know, it fills the vacuum that people have. Because when we in the diaspora have been pulled away from the indigenous environment that we are originated in, and then the white people catches us,
I mean, the white people catch us, and they realize that they can brainwash us. And that brainwashing is going to remain intellectually strong enough that we would surrender ourselves to they on their trickery. Because talk about 12,000 years ago, nothing don't go on with the white people beyond 12,000 years ago. Because that's just about at that time, 12,000 years ago, black people walk out of Africa about some 80,000 years prior to that. Right? Yeah. So nothing don't go on with white people recognizing when they began to make serious trouble, like of a political nature. You see what I'm saying? Nothing wasn't going on in the world. Now, think of why the human world is in the shambles. It is significant to know that you cannot find white people doing any enterprising thing prior, before 509 BC. You could have found them doing a whole bunch of criminal stuff. Yes. Like right at the end of the Bronze Age there, yeah. But nothing political. Nothing political. As far as I have read, no. 509 BC. And I tell you, why is it we don't hear nothing about what happened in 509 BC? No, because they plan that the world must not know that. So they work on dumbing down the reading sense of the black people. Although they can, but they don't stop them from reading, you know, getting university degree, and they are the ones that are going to give you the university degree also. These white people. They set up institutions after they steal the African people's wealth and have unlimited access to money and land that they own now. You know, I mean, under their sodomite, fraudulent actions, yeah, they are, it's shocking surprise that African people, like, they die out. And the white people rise to the top. And the gods above wonder to themselves, what happened to us? And, of course, they know all things here. What would be the of white people taking control under a new concept of existence, when the real existence is they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Mm-hmm. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors, go to Africa and see that. It's there. Yes? Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart and science and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Now, nobody is going to appear to debut what I'm reading here. It's a history. All right?
there is only one right history for civilized people, right? The history does not provide any civilized account for white people. You hear white people talking about they have a civilization. Where is it? Go into the world, it's a textbook, and find it. You won't. You see? So even though it is read in world history textbook that that the Sumerians are the first human civilization. First human civilization, not the gods. So a lot of people may not get this straight. But remember, when it talks about Sumerian, the Sumerians are the offspring of the gods. They are, because nobody just don't go out there. The gods were not out and carrying on and identifying themselves like we do here today. No. You see, so it's most like you have the church and all the officers that serve the church, you know, they don't go like lay people, right? Well, the gods that came to earth, as far as we human beings are concerned, I'm not talking about white people, I'm talking about the ethnic people, Indian, Chinese, and so forth and so on, right? The gods are far above us. So therefore, we are looking at what we have of civilization and what these white uncivilized people who grasp some knowledge over the past 12,000 years. And now, this is the state we are in where they are telling you they are ruling the world on the foundation of lies. Now, if they had civilized foundation, but there are some other problems with them, then we would represent that. But we do not. So zero in Genesis creation story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And it goes on to tell us all these nasty stuff about this God that make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Disgusting. And thing is, we're not having much people to read and know the distinction. This is the problem. All right, look. We were not created to go to a heaven. You see? And that's what these white people are using against black people. I'll tell you about Adam and Eve was sin in the garden. And first, if we read the history, we'd know it is a lie. The Bible is lying about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Those are basic information we should decide. Since we are in this calamity, we need to research these things because they are not easily arrived at, you know, in a state of drawing conclusion of them. So we have to look, read, and read wide, okay, to know. So the point is, when you turn, let's say, why do you think kill their wife because they found a new woman? They kill their wife in one way or the other. Why do they do that? They do that because they want something. So they want to get rid of this one, and you know, they may be able to have quite a bit of money now because when they're going to into this other relationship, this other relationship means everything to them like never have been, right? So now, you see, there's a problem when you trust somebody and you don't put up any guard against them. You think they're all right, and then they are the one who's killing you quietly, silently.
either get somebody to gun you down in the street, or they, you know, get some poison arranged and begin to poison you slowly and you don't know. All these kinds of stuff happen in the world. Well, black people are a victim of this. The Bible is the poison that the white people made. And it's not nice. It's not nice because when somebody got you dying and you are in their bosom, you don't have any chance of life. You're dead. You know, Jim Jones carried these folks to Guyana and killed them with poison. These are extreme cases. We're black people, if you want to call it that. No. Black people, but we are the natural hybrid people. Right? Well, them call we black people. That's what we are accustomed to, right? But we are not no black people. All right? So let it be, right? We understand all of that. All right. We hybrid people. We are caught in a situation to use the potential of our brain. All right. When we don't do that, we are like everybody else. Because what makes us different is what is going on in your brain. And when that gets short-circuited, you're like everybody else, right? However, time when some of us begin to think and really want to get everything in perspective, right? And you're ready to process words and find situation in simple understanding. And you decide which way you want to go. It is very important to understand that the Bible is not a saving book. It is neither going to save black people, or it is not aimed. It is not aiming at saving white people. That was not the reason why they bring the Bible out. These very clearly, it's not fuzzy stuff, that they are creating a new world order. And what does that mean? They're creating a new world order because they have a problem with their sodomy self. And they are not going, they want to have pleasure of the world because they have some civilized knowledge now, right? But along with that, they're not leaving their real culture and their genome. They're not leaving that behind. They're carrying their fucking ass with them so that the lunatic part of their mind, they're not working on that. They don't see that life is going to be better when they stick to one mate. All sexual thing was about reproduction. It was not about for people to have some pleasure. No. We are not any greater than to fuck and have a reproduction. That's where we are. So take it for what it is. When the white people with their, you know, low degree of human civilization, when they decide that they want to involve themselves more in human-like life, they've gone as far as saying, you know what? They acknowledge that they are a tiny fragment of the civilized world. But they begin to think critically and they have an aspiration. Because, see, you can see where they are. They just don't breed up among themselves. You see, because they don't come from that type of origin. Like the black people, the black people were created by DNA fertilization in vitro. They were not able to breed on their own. And history tells how they were treated to breed on their own. See? So, therefore, you can understand why today the world is full of ethnic people. You get it? That's right. That's right. There's a lot to bring together to understand where we are in time in the world and who we are in the world from time immemorial till now, right? What I'm trying to say to you, these white people trickery to say they are running the world is what I am telling you right now. They don't have no law. It's set up on earth for civilized people. So we have the history that tells us. And that it's not out, you know, it is only within the inclusion of kingship. What they are making up outside of kingship is fucking ass. That's why they use it to kill black people. Yes, the law, 20, you can read that. The emperor on 2 forks. They make legislation and pass them with penalty of death and give it to their terrorists, the Inquisition, and crusades. And maybe others they probably don't even tell us about. What I'm trying to say to you is that there is something serious that black people must realize. And don't give over to this new world fucking ass law, new world order. We don't give over to that. As long as you bring up the truth and it is certified. They can't bring up Bible when it's certified and tell you that you're lying, away from it. They can't do that. And the only thing there is to it is to be certain of what you know and be reasonable in speaking what is true. But don't be afraid. No, you'd be afraid to represent it when these folks are out there doing all kind of stuff. You imagine the amount of fucking ass that these white people are doing right on top of the black people head, right in your face. They make laws now in America to marry gay people, and black people are beat down so much that it's like, you know, they just don't want to pay that no mind. And their land is not valuable because it's sodomized to everything they want to do. You know, I look at the pictures where they hang the black people in the trees and have the white people come and look at them and observe them. I don't see black people accept that sodomite and go everywhere we live. After we walk out of Africa 100,000 years ago and coming to the Western world, that these sodomites come behind us. Remember, I say they have 2 million years and the CP, you know, the caucus, to be as civilized as they can. And they did not. And now, black people are almost like them. Yeah. Almost like them. Look. Go into the health care book. If you're a sodomite, you cannot be civilized. The white people bring the new world order in and influencing people to only regard sexual pleasure. Not about growing up children, but they don't give a darn about, you know, children will grow up and the boy begin to feel like he's a girl and the girl begin to feel like he's a boy. This is the kind of mixed up blood that these white people want. To bring forth children like they are a time bomb once they are born. You see? Kind of world these white people want with the Bible and the church, because they know exactly they're corrupting the people who are civilized. So, the amount, the problem is that black people are reading now and they only understand at the eating and drinking level. They don't understand what they're reading in the Bible on the spiritual level. So when the Bible says to them, say, Corinthians 2, 13 and 7, 13 and 14, that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of the Bible because they are spiritually discerned. The amount of things that they write in the Bible, that when you believe in Adam and Eve, they are just fine. That's what you want to hear. But if you knew that Adam and Eve was not created in any garden at all, when you still believe that, it means that these white people have really done a fantastic job. Like Jim Jones did his fantastic job at killing the people with the Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? When you know, when the thing is clearly wrong about Adam and Eve, you don't have anything at all to say it was ever true. And you have history of the world that is telling about people and how people come in. You don't even care about that. You rather believe. You see, it is because there is a demonic possession. Demons is there to do that kind of a thing to bring. When you accept foolishness, here is the world around us that is much more intelligent than us. That's why your brain is something that you are to be conscious of, that you are to observe or identify your brain as an instructor. Your brain is what knows all things concerned with you. And if we, everybody, you know, at one time or the other, recognize that they depend on their brain, but they don't think about it in the sense or in the context that the brain is like your father or your mother you run to, you see, and keep in touch with them so they keep you in line. No. Mm-mm. No. So that's the problem now, that black people are reading and don't know what they're reading. But once the church get settled into your acceptance, till you actually believe it, that's it. Your psychological energy becomes so weak, too weak, whereas the signal between your consciousness and your brain, you're not getting much going through there. So this was my thought. It came to me that the lies in the Bible Genesis creation story. You know, there's nothing too hard to find out about it. Especially if somebody begins to talk and tell you, and now you have a good idea as to what you're on through, but search and find out. So, it is the worst thing to happen on planet Earth. And if people, the black people, they can't see it, you know, it's just that, the, you know, your culture die out. Die out. Now, I am not after thinking that these white people are on their way to success. I don't see that. Because there are too many effective stumbling obstacles they have lay in their path over the past, say, 2,600 years. There are a lot that nature is going to use against them. I don't see it. I don't see anything that I doubt that they will fall, that they stumble from the first day. From the first day they began this evil hunt down of the African people who have everything they need. And they are so uncivilized that they don't think that they should not follow the African people everywhere they go and fix their business negatively. Imagine that. They feel like they can strip black people of every single thing that they have. Yes! They do. Okay? And what I'm trying to say, there is no easing up about the adamancy. They must leave our territory. All right? You know, over so long, 2,000 years ago, they take over Palestine. And they're in America now, like 400 years or something like that. Until a lot of people panic, you know, fatigue and stuff like that. They don't even bother think about it. But, you know, that's capitulation. It is capitulation. Because they think that they are super learned, these white people. I see them on the TV all the time. And they're talking, you know, and I'm thinking about their attitude. It's like they are in America, but no, it's like they are in Europe. Except they're not saying this is Europe, they're talking about the United States. They feel so proud to come here and kill off the African people and take charge. They feel so proud. And you call them civilized. Writing a Bible and talking about Adam and Eve in the garden, and they're powerful enough to deceive us. All right. I think I have given you the gist of what I'm saying. And remember, nobody cannot make you understand anything, understand and act upon what you want. Can't make you do that. It is your own will, your own perception, your own intuition. You have to go in and work on yourself. So it is my thinking. Communicate with people, and I want people communicate with me, because, you know, I want to be reminded. I want to be refreshed and stuff like that. Tell me what you're thinking. Don't run away, you know, because I'll never run away from nobody at all, whether or not they learn way ahead of me or, you know, whatever it is. I am concerned with the truth, and as long as a person is capable of telling me the truth, letting me see something so that I can, you know, carry out a proper examination of myself, or whether or not the person is telling me a fact. If you're telling me a fact on the spot, I'm not going to tell you to wait until tomorrow. If I see that, I yield to it, because I can't go wrong when it is the truth. I cannot. And so, my friends, the rate at which I want to destroy this A.B. Anadamani is like from days gone by. But A.B. Anadamani must be destroyed, because these fucking ass, if they can tell you the reason why they fuck ass, well, they probably could tell us why, you know, A.B. Anadamani is law, right? No, but if they are idiots, say they are making laws in a world already with laws of king codes, you know, from the civilized people. They are not known as civilized people. Moreover, to talk about the first civilized people on earth. No, they can't answer that on Google and say they are the first. No, because you know what? It would be instant suicide if they do that, right? But they're going around getting away with that and realizing that black people are not keen, the black people is not, you know, they're taking dose already and they're on their way out. So this is what they're looking at. Black people not noticing anything. You see what I mean? Black people lay their head on Israel and leaning on Jesus. And they find out that the black people, they are destroyed by the dose, the biblical dose of Genesis in the Garden of Eden. So they are not reading and seeing anything more, anything other than what they believe in. And believe don't bring you to knowledge at all, no matter what I say. I think, you know, there are people who listen to what I say. Why is it they don't react to it? Why they don't react to it? I am always trying to get somebody to come and, you know, like be like what you call a co-host or stuff like that. I wouldn't have to talk so much on things, right? But, you see, nobody's not paying me to talk. Nobody's not paying me to talk. And I am not expecting to get a paycheck from talking. I am talking because this is extremely crucial when it comes to our existence. And to mingle for black people to force themselves in, lie, kill, all of it. We don't need no more evidence than what they have done, than what we know they have done. When we capitulate to them making a government and controlling us, it is telling me that we are far, far, far behind. You see, we are not considering that. Yeah, listen, I have... The fact that I am coming from that level of life and read to where I can explain and condemn something because of what history says, you know, and condemn the Bible and make a finding. Is there a finding that a real God create Adam and Eve in a garden? You see, I have the word sense to know when something is nonsense. Come on, word sense. Put me an investigator, because when you say something, words have that stuff under jurisdiction. The definitions you're going to use to find out if that stuff is true. So this is what I'm trying to say. It is hard for me to live. I cannot live without talking and addressing this. And point that, look, we cannot afford to have white people sponging up black people and turning them into sodomites and behave like, oh, this is the world that must be. They don't have an intention of leaving us alone because, see, they have carried their entourage everywhere we go and live. Can't you see it? Can't you see it? And they say it is their God that sent them to kill us. And from long time ago, way back, you know, in the time they're making AD and Adamanian coming to the early centuries, you know, they plan. They plan out what to do. They plan out what to do. And they realize that they'll have real success if they can pull people into the church. And you see it in the World History textbook that they plan it on. It's all in the World History textbook. I can look. You got to understand that not because I am saying it, but because the information of existence tells you that white people civilize. They are not civilized. And I'm telling you that people should have known that long ago, but they have done a lot of work to affect the way people think. And the fact that we don't really get good schooling like we should take us a longer time. But whenever we begin to use words properly and see things for ourselves based on the word, white people are done with. You see, they were talking about the want of race riots and all this kind of stuff because they done resolved that America is theirs. Fall the rain. When they're outside and the rain begin to fall, look shelter. You see what I mean? So, for those people who want to hone themselves, they get out of church, they denounce the church because it doesn't belong in our territory. That's my argument based on what is known. These white people are honest fuckers. Would you like to see the day come when they are forcing you? Would you like to see that day come? Well, look, we are not far away from that day. Because, look, just as you see, they kill Floyd, what's his name there, right? And in their court, you know, these white people, they don't like. And a lot of them, some of them probably, you know, think differently. However, the core of them that going around the world and destroying civilization with bogus law. Some of them, they see like their liberty is slipping away from them. Their American dream slipping away from them. Because they come here and think, oh, this is the great heroic act that they have made to subdue Americans in America. They come from Palestine, overcome Palestine after they overcome like dozens of other places before. Why are they doing that? If you have common sense, you should know that they have resolved over 12,000 years they're learning to read and stuff like that and making intellectual progress. They already figure out, you see, that if they can do certain things, they can put us into bondage. And that's what they do. And here we are acting like we don't understand. Sodomite government in Washington. What are they saying? Since they take on the political concept and say they are democracy. The fact that black people talking about they are in a democracy, it shows that they are dumb, deaf, and blind. Severed from their own culture. They don't know, they don't understand. And yet still everything is in the world is a textbook. I'm glad today when this man, a white man, gave me two big world history textbooks, knowing that I have been a victim of ignorance because of what the white people does to us. Can't come to the point where I cannot, you know, I mean, I don't think I was all that fanatical, but I identify what the status is of things and how my upbringing, right? But now that I am reading, I cannot respect white people because white people have done one evil in the world, destroy the lives of the black people, and then go into principality and try to rule us from right there too. That's what they're doing today. That's what they're doing today. And if it be the case that we don't get help from our creators, they will forever dominate us. But I don't see that. I see as soon as we plug into the energy and in line with our creators, these honest fucking will take it right where they came from. Yeah. And as they run to destroy us, they will run back to their place. Yes. They will be anxious to run back to their place. Back to their steppe. And, you know, and wherever they want to go because they have a lot of wealth now. Yes, but we don't want them into our territory. We don't want them on our land that they feel like, oh, you know, this is such a great place and stuff like that. It, you know, it was not ours. It was always theirs, right? Why they want everything, the way you come to a conclusion, you know. And remember now, I have a legal sense. I do. I have a legal sense, right? And I pay money to get that sense too. Schooling, education. You know, we can't do without education. But then, how you use that education is crucial. Because a lot of people have good education, but they only eat and drink from it. Nothing else. But I am interested in the power of the gods that came to earth. They don't tell me that they make the earth. I don't read that, or not yet. But big history behind the gods that came from Nibiru. And today, it is difficult for a lot of people to accept that beings come from another world and come here. You know, because they think the whole world is spooky. No, the world is not as spooky as we think. And when the white people want to tell us that we are alone on earth, a fucking ass. Corruption. You see, when they talk about they have satellite out there, radioscope, listening for, you know, if there is anybody trying to talk to us, you know, and all this kind of stuff. These white, doggish, fucking idiots. That's what they bring. And now, everywhere we are, now they are there. Why do they do it? It tells you. Add and subtract. Look at where we're coming from. They were never civilized 2 million years. And they met us just the other day, over 200,000 years ago or less. Right? And they learn language and all this kind of stuff. And see, they're calling themselves Greeks, they're calling themselves, and they're doing everything to remove the African people out of line with understanding exactly what they have been doing. Do you know? That's what they're doing. Now, take this point and see if you can unravel this thing. Now, since we are the people who are civilized, basic civilization, all right, we are not developed with and being taught with a lot of education. So at a certain point in our time, a lot of us are very, very stupid and don't really understand. When they interbreed up with Neanderthals and ultimately with African people back in time, we don't know nothing about that. We are only suffering the effects because today, because what they did brings these people to our sense that they can trick us the way they do and now move in and steal everything we have and talk, they can make up any kind of figurine and talk about is their power that. And we just make them go on under their power and have it under control. Principality govern and protect people. And if you don't know your history, you are removed from that liberty. You see, you are removed. So you need to have good sense about your history, because your history is a jurisdiction, is legal jurisdiction. Don't make nobody fool you. Okay. The world is a textbook. You know how powerful it is. You think when they come here and write several volumes of federal laws and all this kind of stuff. Do you think? Look, I am telling you, all those are bull fucking ass shit. What they have at government, what's it, federal government. I'm telling you, the federal government is fucking ass shit. And bring me somebody to change that. Now, as far as black people are concerned, that's what it is. But if we don't know to use our goods, what we are born with and endowed with, they will always fuck us. That's what they're doing. They don't think we find out yet, because we would be doing something. Well, I don't think anybody's going to say I don't find out. I am restricted to what I do, because I'm stripped of prior liberties. So what I do, I am in a stiff jacket context. You see what I mean? And whenever the right amount of liberty comes along, then, you know, I'll be happy. But for the meantime, I use the liberty that I have. Because as long as it is enough, it is enough. You see what I mean? These white people that you see here in America, they need to get up and go back to their fucking ass, back over on the Sippy, over there on the Pontic, forget what the name is, the Black Sea over there, okay? They need to go back where they come from. And I am giving the orders. They must get out. Because I don't see anything in here to bargain on. You can't do anything with the court that they have, because it's not court to begin with. Tribe. It's a mafia contrivance of government. It's not government. They make us up and kill us with it. And that's what they use on killing us today. Go back 1220 and you'll see what they do with it. Using their behave like they are not terrorists. Now, if we forget, you will let them get away with it. Today, they have ISIS, right? And they go on, taught their little swivel, you know, and twisted kind of talk. But if you notice, from Obama was here, you could tell, and it is perhaps because I have a legal interpretation to certain contexts of stuff. Obama revealed that they were the ones who control ISIS. But a lot of people don't seem to understand that. You see what I mean? God, Bush could use these gangsters to fly plane and destroy New York towers. Right? George Bush did it. Trump affirmed it. Donald Trump affirmed it. And that Jeb Bush is a snake on the grass. You see? You think that, look, these sodomites are never good. Never good. But Jeb Bush, you think that Jeb Bush is a man of integrity. They have peel in their ass. You see? None of them. None of them. And what reached the peak in all of this is that they don't want to live alone. They want to mix in with the African people and gain maximum acceptance. Okay? Where their sodomy is no more a problem because they intervene up and mix up and gain so much acceptance. Now there's no need to worry. And I'm saying, no, the God up here and say, no, it can't happen. And they have enough to steer us out of this darkness here. Because the worst thing for humanity to do is fuck us. That is gone into the dark. You see, you're gone into the dark. And there is just no way you can look upon the things and monetary value and think, oh, these people are this and that. You look upon that, now you've gone into the dark. Gone into the dark. I represent the truth. I represent civilization. And these fucking white people, they must get where they belong. You see? And failure to do that, failure for them to get where they belong and get rid of this glut and lust for things not theirs. They need to go back because we never show that we want to fuck them. Okay? We never made any proposition to them. And this is what they want to do. Now, we must be incensed about stuff like that. Because that is ultimate defilement. No black people should be mingling with these stinking ass fucking sodomites. There's no way to separate them because they have a mutual criminal agenda and that is to break down the black people into nothing, that they can enjoy all the things that they want. Yes. Well, I am here and this is what I have seen. This is what I'm reading. If you see something different, well, what can I do about that? Now, you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Maneuver, Sir. This is one person you're going to know, and remember, don't cut any slack, because I have come out of the mud of the church and discovered that he sodomized them, fly-blowing us fucking. I don't want them around. They need to get out. See what I mean? That's right. And it's not that I just don't like them. I mean, you think about what they have done to us and me personally. You know what I mean? Now, all of us and all the people that I have seen suffer so bad, you know, are suffering a lot more than me because at least I am seeing things and I am able to learn and unravel certain things and move on. But there's some people out there they're not able to get nothing right. You see, not getting nothing right. In my lifetime, you gonna have to, like, you know, I mean, use the word process and establish that you are legally right. See, if you are on my territory and I'm saying you need to get off, you don't need to give me no argument about that. You see, and especially, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. If you are on my territory, get out. The Western Hemisphere is not for sodomized white people. It's not. You know, they make it a free-for-all now, but distinction is there, and we have to make it. If you don't make it, they're going to fuck your ass, because they're talking about A.D. and Adam and he's not. Call me. We are behind the time now, but call me anytime. 347-850-1358. You know, if anybody think that, I was never, and still is not, a violent person. But look, you see stuff like this? Stuff like this? No, you're playing around with the honor and the majesty of our Creator. That's what you're playing around. No, I'm not going to capitulate to this type, this context, this degree of disrespect for civilization. No, is no line between me and civilization. And when I see what these faggots are doing with it, I am no. Can't cross this line. And as long as the good God open the eye in my brain to see, don't think that I'm going to go to sleep on it. No. They gave me a tongue that no man can resist or gainsay. Therefore, this is it. If you're not wrong, you must be right. And if you're not right, you must be wrong. And thus it is. Nobody wants to have, you know, clarity. Nobody don't want to have equity and justice, but you want something like what you have here. People don't exist as an entity anymore. Oh no. They have all the money and stuff like that, and nobody don't find that they have, it's our military they have. They don't find that it is them who kick out the king out of Rome and do all these things over time. They think they're all gone through. They're okay. And that's not true. That is just not true. When it begins to rain down on them, they're going to find out. They won't find an umbrella to put over their head either. You see? Because they have already set themselves up for the fall. Let's see what we have here. BCE pre-Israel law removes the Gaze 509 BC coup and AD and Adamani. Prehistory. Show you if you begin to read it. You will find out there is absolutely no authenticity about white people rule. None whatsoever. All the tricks that they work, I already see them. 509 BC. It is laying down in the World History textbook, and I've never heard anybody talk about it. I read it the first time, and I know it's history, because if it weren't there, there's not a chance it would be into the World History textbook, especially that these people are here over 2,000 years now and mastering and see to it what go into a World History textbook. So, yes, they, you know, the shit all over this World History textbook, but you can define what is true from what is not true. I don't have any problem in finding that out. But you have to start to read and find out, you know, the vein of what you're reading, and you can discover a thing. The world is a textbook. It's an ultimate book, you see. And what they have done, and nobody cannot find it, I mean, the detective into my thinking, I've seen that. See what they do and what all the other people avoiding, those who are making documentary about the issue, you know, and avoid going into it. They go around it. You see, because these white people, they make sure they put the noose about around everybody's neck who has the potential to stop what they're doing. You see that? Yeah. So now, let's get some of this. Mesopotamian religion was polytheistic, thereby accepting the existence of many different deities, both male and female. We believe Sumerian civilization first took there's something here, sometimes some, you know, misprint or something like that crops up. All right, so it is saying that both male and female, we believe Sumerian civilization civilization first took form. Okay, I have to wait until my head digests this thing and it's making sense. All right, Mesopotamian religion was polytheistic. It is polytheistic. Thereby accepting the existence of many different deities. Yes? Both male and female. We believe Sumerian civilization first took form in southern Mesopotamia. Around 4000 BC. BC, 4000 BC, or 6000 years ago. Which would make it the first urban civilization. You hear this? First urban civilization. And see if you're going to hear anything. You're going to see an isolation here where nothing coming about white people in Europe on or about the same time. And although these whites began to do their nasty sodomite thing from back, you know, 12,000 years, although I don't see a showing that they started to, like, evangelize their sodomy back then. I think they keep it hush-hush because they wanted to learn from civilized knowledge from the African people. Remember I told you that they are up there on the steppe and in the Caucasus for 2 million years or so. Right? So now, at the latter time when, you know, 300,000 to 200,000 years, when African people began to populate and walk out of Africa, it took a while before these white people get what they want. And that is like about 80,000 years after black people been migrating out of Africa, right? So 4,000 years ago now, you know, it's, you know, quite a while now that these white people, you know, get themselves transformed and have, you know, civilized language and stuff like that, you know, and begin to want to hold their own with it. You see? All right. So they now are representing themselves like they are, have been a big civilization from a long time ago because they don't want nobody to know that they just learned to read and not like that. But it is in history, you know, but they don't make sure that everybody know it. Which could make it the first urban civilization in the region. Mesopotamians are noted for developing one of the first written scripts around 3000 BCE. Wedge shape marks press into clay tablets. Think about that. When you read these stuff now, you know, which are the academic consultant information that are true. And yet still these white people still imposing on black people, imposing on our civilians and giving different type of interpretation to stuff. This is what they wanted to do from the get-go, from way back in the 12,000 year period. They make up a scheme of totally reversing the civilized people way of thinking. You see? So even though the truth is there, they decided they're going to move the truth out of the way by working on your head, make you forget where you feel more. All right. It's going to go on more to tell you who you are, and you cannot change it. If you want to make them change it, well, you're going to be changed by them, right? But I tell you, it's not going to go on in our territory, right? Because the energy is now invoked against them, okay? They're going to know what it is now to do wrong because they're going to pay now for what they have done. While human civilization developed in many places around the world, it first emerged thousands of years ago in the ancient Middle East. Yes, ancient Middle East. However, in addition to that, the gods are the ones who first established civilization in Africa, in South Africa. That was long before, I mean, thousands of years before or anywhere there had any development of civility. All right. The Code of Pernambu is the oldest known law code surviving today. It is from Mesopotamia. And how old is that? And is written on, in the Sumerian language, circa 2100 to 2050 BCE. You see, so human civilization was not raised up until like in the land of Kish, where kingship was established. You see, that's back in the Mesopotamian area. But this is just the other day. The gods are in Africa over, you know, I mean, since 400,000 years ago. No, 450,000 years ago. You know what I mean? And you go over there now, you can see the metropolis, you know, a place twice the size of the state of Texas. You see, it's the place is there for anybody to see. All right. They say, He says, from Mesopotamia and is written on tablets in the Sumerian language, as I read, 2150 BC. The Hammurabi Code of Laws is collection. The Hammurabi Code of Law, a collection of 282 rules. You hear that? When they're talking about in the Bible, these sodomites, they are nasty. We don't need them to write nothing for black people. You see, that's why I am declaring out with the Bible. Out with the Bible and Christianity and all sodomites. We don't want them in our territory. Go back. Head out for where they come from. We don't want them here. Because these are the things that we are deprived of. Black people don't have the liberty of these things because they keep them far away from us. You're not going to find them into the schools and stuff like that that you're going. You see what I mean? So why do they leave their own sodomite culture to follow us everywhere we go? I mean, everywhere. It bothers me that nobody will pay any attention to these things. And that's what matters. How can we give up civilization for sodomite way of life when they make up commandments for life and say it's a new world order? Why we do that? Now, rules, establish standards for commercial interactions and set fines and punishment to meet the requirement of, look how long these laws are made by King Hammurabi, Sulji, and many other, Hernamu and stuff like that. How come these white people come and set up a new world order? And those first laws were created for a civilized world. How come? You see what I mean? Something is gone wrong and that thing is crumbling because the truth cannot take sideline from lies. Faggot lies too. Oh, come on. Hammurabi's code was carved onto a massive finger-shaped block, stone stele pillar. I know that one. That was looted by invaders and finally covered in 1901. The code's goal was to bring justice, fair treatment of people, you hear that, to the people of his empire. The code listed of wrongdoing along with punishment as well as rights to people living within the land. We see the first cities of the first writing and the first technology originating in Mesopotamia since Kelly and Diamond a visiting assistant history professor at Villanova University, whose expertise includes ancient Near East history and archaeology. Explain the reason why the Sodomite white Indo-European AD law not subjected to Mesopotamia law. You see that? Not subjected to Mesopotamian law. You see that? And Mesopotamia is civilized. And them as Sodomites need to stay where they come from in Europe, going all over the African civilized territory. They don't, you know what I mean? Sodomite law is Sodomite law. Civilized law is civilized law. They got to stay where they don't have any jurisdiction into Sumerian territory where the law abounds. So what do you think about this? You're going to let these Sodomites come, and right now they strip blacks of everything. Black people don't have any government autonomy the inalienable rights that Sumerian law protects, kind of a interference by any adversarial party. They don't have anything to do with us. You don't see that? All right, this is all I have today. I find this very interesting. May the good gods of heaven help us. May they help us. Because it is to our benefit and interest that we seek to sustain the truth and we have what it takes to do it. We have all the knowledge to do it, and that's all I am about. As much as I am able to, I am giving it my all. These white people, they are not staying in our place. They are disgraced. They are cursed. And they only come here to get the wealth from the Africans. And this is not the only one place. They are all everywhere and come with their fucking up the ass AD and Adamani that don't worth nothing, but they fucking each other. They need to take it all over where they come from. That's right. We do not, as African people, we don't fuck ass. And this is no plaything. Okay? Now we're going to turn the plague on them. Right? Yes. We ain't fighting them with no gun or nothing like that. They don't use our stuff. That's what they use on us. Well, they're going to find out that there's something else beside that. All right. Thank you for tuning in. And you be blessed. See you on the other edition. There is something here that I wanted to read a little bit of to you. John Winthrop, this is a sodomite. The first governor of Massachusetts Bay assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel to Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. think about these sodomites and what I've just been telling you. This is what they're saying here. Old Testament law was legal system of New England. The Massachusetts Body of Libraries of 1641 stated that if any man after legal conviction shall have or worship any other god but the Lord God, he shall be put to death. Death was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality, adultery, and kidnapping. Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England books. The most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England was the Salem witchcraft executions. Jose, let me call you back in a couple of minutes, okay? All right. Okay. Yes, so it says here, the most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft execution and the search for Christian America age 34 to 35 in their document. The document is Puritan Christian Agenda. You can get this article from that link. Viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. Since the Puritans consider themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, and massacres. Not one of them. No one. He said massacres. Of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Captain John Mason declared, "Laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them a fiery oven." My friends, that's what I have to say to you today, and I hope that all be well with you until the next edition. Take care of yourselves. Now, my last statement is, there is just no way we have people here today and going everywhere we go and kick us out of where we are. We don't have any place. We don't have no inalien right by our Creator. They're saying the Bible God is our creator. Can you imagine that these sodomites do that to us? Now, it's up to you. But going any further than right here, you see what I'm saying? Because black people must know the truth. The truth that create them and liberate them, keep them safe. If they don't want to identify with the truth, go ahead and go perish with these faggots. No joke about that. Take good care.
Can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be
Yeah, I just finished the show. Yeah, you hear me? So, Wagwan. Yeah, so how you doing? So you're waiting for who? You mean anything direct? Huh? Everything? Oh, in general. Oh, okay. I don't have any thing different than the mad kind of a governmental thing that they're going on with here. In where? in Israel. Yes. Yes. So now, you know, some things happening since they killed the guy there. What's his name there? Floyd. Yes, yes. A lot of things going on. With the government law, the law thing that they've been doing a lot. I think to like change up, and I think since the black girl that come in, and the guy that Biden, you know, have a lot of respect for her. I think she is causing a lot, putting a lot of pressure or efforts into causing change. You begin to see that the positive change is like an act of God. Because what these white people have been doing all this time, it hasn't been just like in England here. They have not been following civilized laws to govern. I know that them I do. Them are sodomite, right? All right. So all, whatever little good you may think that they have done for you and stuff like that. No. It's not going to be what it's supposed to be. You see, in life, when you live in Jamaica, you didn't know anything about no oppression or not like that, except the poverty where you're in. All right, and how have you ever thought that life that you experienced was not the life you were supposed to have? All right, but whenever you hear our parents talk about slavery or not, all right, good. So what is? Can you see the effect that the Bible has on our parents? And or we grew up in a community that is the only thing. Now, we had some people around us in that mountain who never go to church, right? All right. But those of us who go to church, we thought that we were the better of the bunch. All right. Now, but you see, Wozie, when you come out of the church, it's like, no, neither people who got church or people who got church did care nothing about the situation, though. The situation of slavery is what put us, all of us, into that situation that we grew up in, and it's like we don't even know. You see? So what happened is, you in England, you know, and you are accustomed to like a government that is taking care of people, right? And you can even compare it between, there's a little difference between Canada, there's a little, and America and other places, France and stuff. Them are the same demons. Same demons. All right. What you see, the liberty that you see you and I have today. If you don't really know any better, you will think that it's okay. You know, you can travel, you know, and they make certain accommodation, you know, that you can think, well, you have a life. If you look at the historic truth about what kind of life is a civilized life and a government that is civilized, that's the only time you're going to find out the difference that, oh, they might give you 50 cents, but your work is that. They might give you 50 cents, you know, and a lot of people think that's something, but you, it's $1 billion they might take away from you. So what is going on now over here is that I am hearing between the Republican and the Democrats now, you know. Biden is a Democrat, right? So therefore, now the Republicans are into a bad position, because they still a fool around with Trump. Instead, they fling with Trump and get somebody with clean on and a better sense. Them still are cling to Trump. That is going downhill for them. You know? All right. But what I'm trying to say, look at the whole thing put together, is that it's all about the democracy. The amount of things that are yet to be revealed, when people get to the point where they can actually feel free to talk them, it means that, look, this is an era that is passing away. So that's what is going on. That's what is going on. The virus, you know, by and large, there's a lot of success with the thing. So they were telling how many people die, you know, in a day, and saying, well, you know, it is still a lot of difference to when we were at on the peak the other day. Who is in Jamaica? 20? Okay. Oh, he went to the funeral. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, right.